I'm
Okay.
very curious how we did this with Windows, because Windows would have gotten in the way, I think, right?
It does, and it did. And Bleem did a bunch of ugly tricks. And I say ugly, but Bleem ran portions of its code in what's known as Ring Zero, through a couple of backdoors and bugs in Windows, so that yes, effectively, the dynamic recompiler generated optimized x86 code, then flushed caches and did it used Windows and the Pentium processor to tell when pages were dirty and it had to recompile. But yes, that's why Bleem never ran on Windows NT, because the backdoors and the hacks didn't work on NT.
Okay, that's a good one. And you mentioned jitting, and so did you use also the same strategy? Like, you profile the hotspots and then you recompile that in a certain way, and then you recompile.
No. What it did is it literally did dynamic recompilation while the program was running. So it was effectively a just-in-time, a JIT compiler that knew which portions of the code had executed and which portions of the code hadn't yet executed. And when it went to execute them, it compiled them. Then it ran them all on the fly.
That's very interesting. That's very that's very elegant and beautiful. I mean,
Why, thank you.
no,
It's
yeah.
complicated code.
Yeah, exactly. And it's complicated code for how do I say this? It's like straightforward for a purpose, right? It's not there for fun. It's not there for show. It's you have a purpose. You do it very well.